Chazal tell us there is a mitzvah of lighting candles in one's home before the onset of Shabbos. Every Friday night, or every Friday before night, before sunset, one has an obligation to light Shabbos candles. And as the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Mishum Sholom Bayis, Sholom Beso, that it wants to cause a type of calm, a type of tranquility, a sense of serenity in the home to create an atmosphere. That we know you, there's nothing worse than banging your toe in the dark, and it causes misplaced aggression. You start screaming at everyone. So therefore, we have light. As we know, light gives us joy. As the opposite is, there's a sad time. Seasonal adjustment disorder, people get more depressed in the winter with less light. There's a certain thing about light that brings certain joy and tranquility. You wake up in the morning, the sunshine. So Chazal instituted that we light candles before Shabbos. And why do we have to light before Shabbos? Because since one of the 39 prohibited activities is Havara, kindling a flame, so therefore you must do it before Shabbos, certainly before Shkia, sunset, because between sunset and nightfall is Safik Yom, Safik Laila, doubtful day, doubtful night. And therefore, you wouldn't be able to light during that time. So now a custom is, or minig among many, is to light 18 minutes. That's usually the time they put in the calendars. 18 minutes before sunset, I think it's based on the safe, on the Urayim Shita, that when Shki is, we want to light before then. We light 18 minutes, and minig Yushalayim, 30 minutes, 40 minutes. So different minhagim when you have to light, but all agree you must light before Shkia, and preferably 18 minutes or a certain amount of time before Shkia. And in fact, like any other mitzvah, like most mitzvahs, we assume that you make a bracha on. So there's actually a debate, the Mechaber Ramah, Ashkenaz, Sephardim, actually within the Sephardim, we'll see this in Machlokes. But when do you make the bracha? Because the general rule, the Gemara tells us in Pesachim, you make the bracha over Lasiyason. First you make the bracha, and then you do the mitzvah. So if we took the general principle, so then you'd first make the bracha, and then you light the Shabbos candles. And in fact, that seems to be the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. And that's what Chacham Avadja follows, that opinion. However, the opinion of the Ben Ish Chai was the Rav from Baghdad, Rav Yosef Chaim of Baghdad. He lived in the 1800s. Until like the early 1900s, he says you should first light and then recite the bracha. What's the so among Svardim, this seems to be a debate, and among Ashkenaz, the minig is that we light afterwards. And in fact, we have a custom, we cover our eyes. What is that all about? So the issue would be is, number one is, if we always make brachas over Lasiyason, why don't we hear? Because the concern would be that if you accept Shabbos, once you make the bracha, you're accepting Shabbos, and therefore, how could you light candles? It's already Shabbos. So therefore, that seems to be the approach of the Ramah and those Rishonim. And therefore, we light the Eish first. And in fact, that's where we cover our eyes. So the effort we try to make it like over Lasiyason. If we don't, even though we have to light first, but if we don't get any benefit from the fire, and others say no, apparently, and that's the way we do Paskin, that Hadlakas Neiros doesn't automatically bring on Shabbos. That's the minhag for most women. They normally, when they light candles, they take on Shabbos, but strictly speaking, halachas neiros, the halach is, when you do a shachiyano on a yantif, that's makat, you can't make shachiyano unless it's the yantif. So in fact, that's why some recommend that, especially Yom Kippur night, you shouldn't make shachiyano with the candles, you should wait until Kiddush. Well, there's no Kiddush, but you should wait until Shul to do Shachiyana, because once you say, if you're going to walk to Shul and not and bring in Tosefet Yom Kippurim, that's great. But if you're going to drive to Shul, you can't make Shachiyana. By Hadlakas Neiros, you can light out tonight. So therefore, that's the debate over here. By Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos, do you make the bracha before or after? So the classic psak of the Svarim is you go with the general qual over Lasi Asun, and it's not a problem. It's not Makabel Shabbos. And among the Ben Ishchai, and as well as the Minhag Ashkenaz, is that we make the bracha after we light, since the Minhag is to accept Shabbos, we cover our eyes, etc. So that's that's a machlokes, and in fact, on Yontif also you have a similar machlokes, not Ashkenaz Svard per se, because on Yontif you're allowed to use a pre-existing flame, so it's not a problem. So therefore, some poskim say on Shabbos we only resume. Really, we should do it over Las Yasin, but on Shabbos we can't. It's the Efshar like Geiris. You have to make the bracha after the Geiris. So therefore, we don't do it. But by Yontif, well, you can do it. So therefore, why not light candles? And then, why not make the bracha and then light candles? And then they say, low plug. We'll keep it simple. Let's not confused. Let's not confuse the people. So either way, what's clear is you have to light Shabbos candles before Shabbos. Yontif candles you can light on Yontif even, as long as it's pre-existing flame. And there's a further debate. There's a debate, Machaber says that you go with the general over Lasi Asan, and we assume, no, that we even Ashkenaz don't. So that's the issue of a bracha. The question is, what about, everyone agrees that if you have a dark room and you light candles, so you're going to make a bracha because you're adding light. What happens if, let's say, back in the day, you had another family coming over, maybe two family lives there, whatever the case is, you have one person lighting, you have, let's say, two people lighting candles in the same room. So the Machaber Paskins, Rav Yosef Cairo, it's a first come basis. The woman who does Halakas Neiros first, she gets to light candles. She gets to make the bracha on lighting. Everyone can light candles, but the second person can't make a bracha. And the Rama disagrees and says, even the second, perhaps third and fourth, we'll see at what point does even the Rama would agree it might be a problem. But for the next couple of people, at least one more, two, three, four, perhaps they can make a bracha. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokes? So the question is, if there's darkness, everyone agrees you make a bracha. The shaila is, what about Tosefes, or if there's already light in the room, but by me lighting, I'm going to add extra light, or I guess extra light that's significant, can I make a bracha? So the Machaber says no, and the Rama says yes. So therefore, the problem, if you go to a hotel and you have 300-400 people lighting, so certainly according to the Machaber, it's a big problem. It's a big problem with two people lighting. According to the Ramad, it's Tosefes Or. At what point do we say there is no Tosefes Or? Let's assume even, I'm talking before electricity. So what point do you do? Today that we have electric lights, so most people have their electric lights on in the room before they light candles. So what about that? So according to the Machaber Shita, if you can't light another candle, you shouldn't have electric light. And according to the Rama, at least we could discuss the Shiloh. So in fact, interesting. Some have it, in other words, I guess it comes down to first, some raise the question is whether you could be Yotze with electric lights or not. So some of the Svardi Poskim bring down that you cannot fulfill your mitzvah with electric lights because the fuel is not present at the time of lighting. And when he lights his candle, whether wax or oil, you have all the wax and you have the oil is needed to maintain the flame, at least he claims. But an electric lamp is by an electric current, and therefore he thinks it's a... So therefore, if you feel that you're not Yotze with the electric lights, and maybe that light, you could argue, maybe that light doesn't even count, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. However, generally speaking, many assume that you could use electric lights and even make a bracha. Rav Moshe was against the bracha, but many assume you could light and with the bracha, and therefore it would be a problem then. According to those Sephardi Poskim, we'll think it's an electric light issue. So then if you have a battery light that people recommend by Chanukah, that's what we bring down by Chanukah, that you have to have all the oil there, not by Shabbos, but some bring it down by Shabbos. Also, and Rav Avadji Yosef, Chacham Avadji, and Rabbi Omer, he disagrees and says, since you can fulfill your obligation with electric lights, they have the same illumination, even without, you don't need no battery. And, you know, so therefore, according to him, it would be problematic. So for Svardim. So the question is, it's not an issue. So therefore, as Rav Soloveitchik suggested, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, that before one lights the candles, he should go around the house, shut off all the lights, and turn them back on with Shem Shabbos. So when you make the bracha and the halakha is near, it's going on all the light in the room. And therefore, it's not a problem. Your bracha is going on the electric lights. So therefore, it's not an issue of Tosefes Or or not, or even less than that. That is the practice that, you know, the many Gedolim recommend. So regarding electric lights, most assume that an incandescent light bulb is good because that's considered ash. But what about today? We have LED lights or fluorescent, so many would assume that you can't make a bracha on that. However, Rav Yitzhak Abadi says he has a mesorah from Rav Aaron Cutler that you can make a bracha even on fluorescent lights. I think I saw somewhere that Rav Yashav also agrees. And I've heard Rabbi Mordechai Willig, I can't confirm those. But Rav Abadi, I can confirm, he says that you could light Shabbos candles with even for the big nafkamina, and if you go to a hospital, it's usually today, most of the lights aren't fluorescent, aren't incandescent anymore. It's much harder to find. So you can even make a bracha on a LED light or a fluorescent. And if that's true, many people have their Apple phone or other phone that could just turn on the flashlight. So why? Everyone agrees it's not an ash. Oh, an ash is only a fire or a burning filament. So as Rav Abadi and others explain, that because the din of Friday night candles is not a din of ash, what is the Gemara say? Mishu Shalom Bayis. So if it's Shalom Bayis, it's the illumination that is the key. It's the light. It's not a matter of a dim or ash. You know, that could be as well. That's a discussion regarding Hanukkah lights as well. So we assume generally electric lights work on Shabbos, but many assume it'd be a bigger problem on Hanukkah. And then someone is saying maybe battery lights will work on Hanukkah because the electric lights are consumed as generated. And then perhaps I might even argue that by Hanukkah maybe you don't need a nash. And if you hold it's a din and a veneer, I mean, if you hold it's a din of a ne'er, it could be a problem. If you hold it's a din of presuming nisa, so maybe that's enough. So either way, that's a further debate. Chanukah, most would not tell you to make a bracha on electric, and there are more who would say to make it on battery than you have on Revarin Soloveitchik, and others recommended a battery light for Chanukah, but a battery light would work, certainly it'd work on Shabbos, you probably don't need it according to most poskim. So you have electric light, so therefore it's fine, and we even said, and if so the question comes up, what about on Yontif? Oh, I'd say more Yontif Sheni, the second night of Yontif, or if we're on a 3-day Yontif. So either it could be that the Shabbos, and then if it's Shabbos and then Yontif, so then you'd have the same issue on Yontif Rishon. And for that matter, if Shabbos falls out right after Yontif, you'll have the same issue with that. How are you going to get if the light's already on? And obviously you have to light before Shabbos, you have to light on Yontif, so that'll be the same issue there. So there are those, Rev Herschel Schachter, Rev Yitzhak Abadi, both think it's problematic, because there's a lach of Ner Shel Avtola. In fact, there's a debate regarding a Yortzeit candle. Can I light a... So obviously, if you could light a Yortzeit candle before Yontif, in Eretz Yisrael, it's not a big issue. It's only one day. So then you go ahead and do it. But let's say in Chutz Laaretz, it was on the second day. So there's no problem lighting the candle before Yontif. Let's say you forgot or it didn't happen, you just got it. Could you light the Yortzeit candle on Yontif? So again, that's a machlokas among the poskim. Some say it's a ner shel avtola. There's no purpose. So we can only light with a pre-existing light if you're going to gain something. But here, if there's light in the house, there's nothing to gain by it. So therefore, they say no. And others say a Yortzeit candle. Perhaps maybe we could argue it's different. You're not doing it for the light; it's for the emotional gain, etc. So that's a debate. So that's what they say. It's better not to, because they say because it's a ner shel avtola. They near shall have to, and therefore they say better not to light. And Rav Menashe Klein recommends setting up an alarm Shabbos clock that it goes off before. So the lights go off, then you light candles. Rav Schachter says that's fine. If you do that, it's okay. It's not mechuyev to set up a Shabbos clock that way, but if you did, you would do it. It's okay to make a bracha if the lights go out. That seems to be the compelling view, pi halacha, that it's a ner shel avtola. What are you gaining? As the Gemara says in Shabbos, you light a light in the middle of the day, you get nothing, you're not gaining anything. So, Pasha, one might argue, lighting an electric light, lighting a candle, and within front of, you have electric lights in the room, you're not gaining anything. So, I actually asked Rav David Cohen about, could you light the candle on Yontif Sheni? I assume he was assuming that there were lights in the room. I was going to be the kasha. He said, yeah. I said, why? So he said, it's Tosef Ezor. So I guess that Rav Schachter, Rav Avadi, it's not Tosef Ezor. I mean, Pashas, it's difficult to say. It depends how you define Tosef Ezor. Tosef Ezor means just adding some light, and yeah, you are. But then if it's Tosef, if Tosef Ezor means you have to add something of significance, so then that could be the issue. Or maybe he agrees that Tosef Ezor has to be significant. But as Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman point out, yeah, it's true, it's an issue, but it's a minug. It's a minug Yisrael for a woman to lie to the effigy Kalai, which is difficult because you can't have a minug against the din. If it's against halacha to light a pre-existing flame for no reason, and then if you argue there is some Tosef Ezor, then it's not a problem. I think Rav Shlomo Zalman writes and suggests maybe the ambiance, maybe that would be enough. Rav Schachter didn't think ambiance was a sufficient enough reason to be matir the bracha, and forget about the bracha. It's a malacha. It's a pasha. You know, that's a separate machokas rishonim, whether if you take a pre-existing flame, if you took a, but that's not a different machokas. If you lit a regular light, a non-pre-existing, but pre-existing flame, everyone agrees is okay. But he's saying if you're making a new light with it for no purpose, so he's against the bracha on that. So those are some of the issues with electric lights. First of all, the mitzvah of lighting Shabbos candles, shalom bayis, for calm and tranquility. We have to do it before Shabbos because you can't light on Shabbos because it's too late. And then we have the machlokas, whether you make the bracha before or after you light. Generally, it's over Las Yason. But here, maybe you're accepting Shabbos when you're lighting. That's the same issue we have by writing Chanukah, Shabbos, Chanukah. Whether you light, it's a different issue, but it's the issue whether you should light Shabbos candles before Chanukah. So there are those who say, yeah, and you just don't accept Shabbos. That could be relevant that. And then could you be yotze with electric? If you assume electric's no good, so first you have machokas machabara mo tosefezor. The Ramah says you can have tosefezor, but it's a debate how far it goes, whether you're 400 people. At some point, you're not going to be adding. Then we said lighting candles in a place where you have an electric light. That seems problematic. I think in the hotels today, so even those who would say you should try to get some hanah. Like have the candles next to you on the meal in the hotel. It might be hard, but if it's out in the... Try to light it where you could look at them from your meal. There's some type of hanah. And then others point out about what kind of lights, even if electric's good, but that's only a burning filament. But what about fluorescent and LED? So there is a bunch that still say, the group of posting would still say it's a rabbi of a yesh of a lord because it's a din of shalom bayis, not a din of nesh. And the issue of yontif sheni, others say not to light because it's a near shalom tovah, Tibi Goldstein setting a Shabbos clock. And the Minhag Yisrael seems to be the light, and you just assume the ambiance is enough. And also with yahrzeit, if you're going to light, you're assuming it's the emotional need of a yahrzeit candle. Those are some of the issues with using electric lights on Shabbos as well as Yom Tov.